From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in Northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. More than 150 young people are gathered in Northern Michigan this week. They sing and dance, some play instruments, and they come from all over the world, from Russia, Vietnam, Germany, Northern Michigan. They all join together for what's called the Children of the World in Harmony International Choir and Dance Festival. Today they're performing a concert in Pennsylvania Park in Petoskey. Not all the young visitors can speak English, but Helga Hofmeister can. He's part of the choir from Germany and has been singing with the group for about 7 years.
Music is something that will connect you even though you can't speak the same language. So you can always just come together with anybody, and if you know a song, you can sing it and they will join in, and it's just, you can't even imagine how that feels in that moment. Just heartwarming.
Throughout the festival, people in the Petoskey area open up their homes to host choir members during their stay. Frauke Zielebrandt, director of the German choir, says that's important.
This is a really impressive experience for them. And some of the hosts, if we come back to the same town 3 years later, they stay even in contact and know each other for years and share their experiences. So.
You know, the best thing about our tour is that we stay a lot in host families who share their lives with us.
Olga Sharkova is in the choir from Siberia. She's dressed in a Russian folk costume, bright yellow, red, and blue. Olga says being able to tour and stay in people's homes connects them with different people and cultures.
Living in each city, the kids cry, you know, and the families cry. And so it's so touching and so emotional. And so that is how we learn about different life and we get friends with other people. And it's the most important thing about the tour.
Dale Hull is the executive director of Voices Without Borders. That organization puts on this festival. He says people might wonder why they hold the festival in Petoskey and not in a big city like New York. He says part of the reason is the water.
So we held the first one here, and among others, there is a group from Hong Kong, and we took them for a picnic to Petoskey State Park. After lunch, this young girl waded out into the lake. She was maybe 13 or so. Got about waist deep, turned and screamed at the top of her lungs in Chinese, "I can see my toes!" 50 kids dashed into the water from all over the world to share that experience. What a wonderful thing. You can actually see the bottom of the lake in Lake Michigan in 3 feet of water or 4 feet of water. That's an experience you don't get elsewhere.
Tonight, all the choirs will sing together at a gala in Harbor Springs. They also have events Saturday and Monday. For more information, go to our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This has been The Green Room. Thanks for listening today. I'm Dan Wanshura, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.